All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, so it is time for Pro Wrestling America. Starting the loop back around again as we are in the Xcel Energy Center in Minneapolis tonight. A couple of roster changes for you. Eric Embry has signed a contract extension into May, so we are excited to see what he and maybe his tag team partner Flying Brian Pillman will do. But we are going to say goodbye to Rugged Rod Price today. And basically, Price was just getting sick and tired of the whole feud with Nightmare Ken Wayne, thinking it was beneath him. And I think he was just getting tired of Eddie Gilbert. But anyway, we'll figure out all that later on. We've got 9 great matches on the card tonight. First one being Savannah Jack, the former television champion, facing off against Italian Stallion. And Stallion and Jack battle in a brilliant match, with Stallion getting the upper hand with an airplane spin into a sit-down face slam to get the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 21 seconds. Next match has that feud I was just talking about. Nightmare Ken Wayne and Rugged Rod Price facing off to see who would be the number one contender for the television title. Price tries to humiliate Wayne throughout the match, but he gets a bit too cocky. He tosses Wayne outside the ring, but Wayne stays on the ring apron. Price charges him, but Wayne takes him over the top rope with the head scissors. Wayne takes control of the match from that point, winning with a missile drop kick to become the number one contender for the television title in a time of 11 minutes, 40 seconds. So this week we are not having Steve Armstrong defend the television title because he and Brad are involved in a match with the Dangerous Duo. But next week we have Steve Armstrong defending the television title against the new number one contender, Nightmare Ken Wayne. Third match has our guy who has signed his contract for another 3 months, Eric Embry, facing off against Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. And Embry gets a quick win. Nobody really thought the match would take this quick, but Eric Embry with a small package on Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer in a time of 5 minutes, 28 seconds. Next match has Honky Tonk Man facing off against Dirty White Boy Tony Anthony. And Honky Tonk Man has complete control over the match, winning it with the shake, rattle, and roll in a time of 6 minutes, 44 seconds. Other half of the former World Tag Team Champions, Gentleman's Chris Adams, continuing his feud against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Both men struggle to gain an advantage in this match. Gilbert wins the match after tossing Adams shoulder first into the ring post. Adams fell out of the ring and could not climb back into the ring before the count out. Your winner, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, in a time of 4 minutes, 50 seconds. While this is going on, we have video backstage of David and Gordy tearing the dressing room area apart, trying to find me. As they break down the door to my office, they are met by the masked wrestler who attacked them last week. Bubba Ray Dudley also joins in the brawl as well. The four men tear apart the office. The rest of the roster comes in to separate them. But where am I? I'm not there. It was just Bubba Ray and the masked wrestler. And that brings up a match in just a moment. But before then, we have Terry Funk facing off against Chris Candido. Funk and Candido have a great match. Referee Nick Patrick basically lets everything go. The ring gets littered with chairs and trash cans and everything else. Heenan and Dillon try to keep each other out of the match. Finally, Candido gets the win after a belly-to-belly suplex through the table in a time of 20 minutes, 43 seconds. Terry Funk's having a little bit of a slump here, and we're going to have to see if he can correct this shift or if the booking may just drive him away as it has so many others. All right, our next match came about from the brawl backstage. Bubba Ray Dudley and the Masked Wrestler, simply introduced as the Masked Wrestler, facing off against David Von Erich and Terry Gordy. and the four men brawl throughout the match, although the match is rather short. While Gordy and the masked wrestler are grappling, Gordy rips off the mask, revealing Jimmy Golden. Golden tags Bubba in. Bubba tears through Gordy to get to David, but David leaves the ring. Gordy tries to take charge of the match, but Bubba and Golden double team him until they drill him with a 3D for the pin in a time of 6 minutes, 56 seconds. David tries to make a return to the ring, but he's stared down by Bubba and Jimmy. So what is going on here? Well, Jimmy Golden's back from his suspension. He served his 90 days. And now he's decided to turn and be a babyface for a while at least. And this is simply to be a second bodyguard for myself. And next week I will have more information on exactly the background of the Southern Dynamite character. But the next match has Steve Armstrong, the television champion, Brad Armstrong, a top contender for the Illinois heavyweight title, facing off against former World Tag Team champions, the Dangerous Duo. And the duo take an early advantage on the Armstrongs. Daniels puts Brad through the ringer throughout the match. Steve finally gets a tag, but Daniels keeps the advantage. Douglas gets the pin over Steve with the Pittsburgh Plunge in a time of 17 minutes, 31 seconds. This all leads up to our main event for the evening. World Tag Team titles on the line. Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, and Ravishing Rick Rude facing off against the Smoking Guns. And both teams have a great match against each other. And the champions have the upper hand until David and Gordy come down to the ring. Idol and Rude are distracted by their presence. They don't get involved. They just show up. And Billy ends up getting the pin over Rude with the Famouser to win the titles in a time of 11 minutes, 24 seconds. The Smoking Guns collect their titles and leave with Bobby Heenan. David and Gordy head towards the ring, stalk to take out the former champions. And of course, they're rushed from behind by Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden, continuing their brawl from earlier. Bubba finally getting his hands on David and drilling him with a released German suplex into the ring steps on the floor. The former champions are irritated, but they have a little bit of revenge against Gordy in the ring as Jimmy Golden and Bubba Ray keep him as lumberjacks in the ring to take the beating from Austin Idol and Rick Rude until finally Rude takes Gordy down with the Rude Awakening to then leave the ring. And the camera fades on David being down on the floor, holding his head from the released German suplex into the steps, Gordy laid out in the ring from the Rude Awakening. What's going to happen with these guys? Are they going to continue their feud against me? Or are they going to really cause some havoc? Because that is exactly what the Monster Heel wants to do. He wants to cause major havoc and get back in the ring with the world title on the line against Austin Idol. And he is sick and tired of waiting. And that is his biggest problem, is he's waiting on me to let him back in the ring. And so we'll see a little bit of that next week as we come from the Pfizer Forum. PWA and Motor City Wrestling joint card in the Brew City, as he will have a shot against Gino Hernandez for the American heavyweight title to be the number one contender for the world heavyweight title. Will he take it? Will he botch it? You'll have to find out next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here and your patronage of Pro Wrestling America. I encourage you to come back and listen to the Theological Side, the Confessional Corner on Monday, the Digging Deeper into the Psalms on Thursdays. to help you wrestle not only with the love of pro wrestling, but also the theology that surrounds you.